Hey, you sexy social marketing chicks! Here's the million-dollar question.
How do network marketing ladies like us grow our businesses without being spammy AF and still find time to be a mom, a wife, an entrepreneur, aka all the things? That's what this podcast is going to answer. At 29, I was able to leave my full-time teaching job. And at 30, I hit the top 1% of my company. And now I'm here to give you a no BS training so that you can break through your plateau and blow up this industry like a boss. I'm Tracy Loggard, and you're tuning in to me, that social marketing chick.
Hey, you beauts. I hope you're having an amazing day. We're going to dive right in. I know that I'm a day late on this. What can I say? It's spring break around these parts. Things have been crazy. But, you know, it's better late than never. Am I right? I mean, we're getting it done. We're getting it going. And I want to start this off by, since it's the first podcast episode of the week, I definitely want to talk about that social marketing chick of the week and announce the winner for this week. Remember, guys, every single week we're giving away $50 cash for that social marketing chick of the week. And the way you can be that social marketing chick of the week is if you go to iTunes and go to this podcast, go to iTunes, leave a 5-star review, leave a little comment, a little blurb there, and let everyone know what kind of value you're getting out of this. That is going to enter you to be that social marketing chick of the week. Also, screenshotting this podcast, sharing it to your Instagram, tag me in it at Tracy is Healthy-ish. And I'll give you a little shout out on my Instagram as well, but that's also going to enter you to be that social marketing chick of the week. So this week, our social marketing chick of the week is Danielle Jewell. And she left a review, a 5-star review on the podcast on iTunes, and it just made my day. So here's what this says. It's titled Real and Genuine. Okay. And then it says, Tracy totally gets in my head and helps me to recognize all the ways I get in my own way when it comes to sales. I love her realness and how she reminds me of why I'm doing this and how I can get out of my own way. I love it. I love it. Danielle Jewell, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening and thank you so much for leaving this review. I appreciate all of you that take time out of your day to listen to this podcast, to give me feedback. The screenshots I get, the messages I get, all the things, guys, it lights my fire. So I freaking appreciate you guys. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And Danielle, get at me. You got yourself some $50 for being that social marketing chick of the week. So, and remember, if you want to be that social marketing chick of the week, just go to iTunes, leave a 5-star review, leave a little blurb about how this is giving you value, screenshot the episode that you're listening to, share it to your Instagram stories, tag me in it, at Tracy is Healthy-ish, and I'll give you a little shout out, and that's going to enter you to be that social marketing chick of the week. So, we're diving on in. This particular episode is really something that I hear often. Way too often, unfortunately, but often. And it's really about just negative people. You know, the negative Nancys, the Debbie Downers that are in your ear hole telling you you can't do this, you're never gonna make any money, you're wasting your time, you're wasting your energy, blah, blah, blah. Just people all up in your grill just throwing their soggy ass vibes at you. And I'm gonna tell you what. I get pretty fired up in this training, and that's because nothing irritates me more than people that want to throw just all of this negativity at people all because of their own inner BS. And I am telling you right now, you don't have to accept it. You don't. You don't have to listen to these people. You don't have to accept their soggy ass vibes. Take it back. We don't want it. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and drop this episode in here. this particular training. And hopefully, if you are dealing with some of this, even if it's people that you don't know, complete strangers, or even people in real life, because in my experience, people in real life, they tend to give you the most negativity and the most grief. So I don't care who it is, stranger, someone you know, maybe someone you're very close to. This particular episode, this training is going to help you to navigate those waters. All right. So here it is. Enjoy. I got to jump on here and talk about this now because I'm feeling the energy. The spirits are hitting me and I need to talk about this because this, I feel like this is something that somebody needs to hear. But also, I feel like this is something that I hear a lot. And this is actually something that I was talking to someone on my team about just recently. Something that one of their teamies was dealing with. And she even mentioned, she was like, you know, you should really, everything that I was telling her, she was like, you know, you should really do a live about this. I was like, you know what? I'm going to. Because this is probably something that a lot of people really deal with a lot. Negative people, all right? Everybody has dealt with this in their business. You may be dealing with this right now, right? People, maybe you're brand spanking new in this industry. You've just started your business. Maybe you're an OG, right? And you've been around for a hot minute, but you're still dealing with some of this. Because I know some people that have been around for a hot minute, but they're still dealing with negative people. And when I say negative people, I'm talking about people that come to you and tell you that you can't do what it is that you're trying to do. You can't reach that income goal. You can't spend time on this. This is going to take away time from your family. It's going to take away time from your job. It's going to take away time from your spouse. This is a pyramid scheme, right? This is a scam. I'm talking about those kinds of people that are speaking fear into your plans, whatever it is. I'm talking about those people, all right? And every single person has dealt with those kinds of people. I don't care who you are. I don't care how long you've been in this business. Maybe you're just starting. Maybe you're an OG. You've dealt with these people. You may be dealing with these people. And guys, I'm going to tell you straight up. The question that was asked was, how do you deal with somebody who's telling you that what you are doing is crap? For lack of a better term, right? And I'm going to tell you straight up, guys, people that come to me and tell me that, you know, this is a pyramid scheme, this is a scam, MLM's a scam, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't even give those people my energy. I don't. Some people like to argue with these people. Some people like to, you know, try to give them their side of it, try to explain to them what a pyramid scheme actually is. Because a lot of times it's just plain ignorance, right? They have no idea what they're talking about. They have no idea what a pyramid scheme is. They have no freaking clue what they're even talking about. They're just trying to speak fear into your plans, right? So they're just coming at you with the pyramid scheme stuff real hard, guys. I don't give people like that my energy. And here's why. You can argue with them all day. You can tell them all the things. You can tell them your why. But at the end of the day, some people are committed to not agreeing with you. Period. Period. All right? And I am a firm believer in what you pour your energy into. That is what is going to grow. And I ain't trying to pour my energy into that. Mm-mm, not today. No, ma'am. No, I don't give people like that my energy. Okay. Especially if they're complete and total strangers online that come up to you and tell you what you're doing is a scam. Guys, do not give these people your energy. Your energy is precious. What your energy should be going to is spreading light and love to people and helping people and motivating people and encouraging people and helping impact people's lives. Your energy does not need to go into people who have nothing to do but speak fear into complete strangers' lives. You don't have time for that. You're a business owner. You're a CEO. Drop CEO in the comments if you are a friggin' CEO. You don't have time to pour your energy into that, okay? So strangers, trolls that come up here and try to pour that crap on me, block, boom, have fun on Block Island, all right? I don't have time for that. Now, it gets a little deeper than that because some of you are dealing with negative people that are in your real life, right? Maybe it's a spouse. Maybe it's a family member. Maybe it's your mom. Maybe it's your best friend. Maybe it's people that are around you
that you can't necessarily hit the block button on, right? Now, here's what I want to say to you, okay? There's a few things that you can do. If it is somebody, if the person that is speaking fear into your plans, person that is being super negative to you, if it is somebody that you know, there's a few things that you can do. First thing that you can do, what I would recommend doing, is talk to that person. Communicate with that person why you're doing what you're doing, because at the end of the day, you're not hurting anybody, right? Social selling, guys, what we do, all we're doing is recommending a product that we love. How is that hurting anybody? And a lot of companies, I mean, I know for my company, you don't have to spend something monthly. It's not like you're you know, breaking the bank every month to be able to do what it is that you're doing. You're literally hurting no one. All you're doing is showing up online and saying, hey, I like this product. You should try it too. Guys, you're not hurting anybody. So when you sit down and you communicate to this person that this is something that you like to do, this is something that makes you happy, this is something that you enjoy, why wouldn't they support you in that? Even if they don't understand it, even if they don't get it, even if it's not something that they're interested in, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you're not hurting anybody, and what you are doing is something that you love. If they love you, they are going to support you in that. Can I get an amen? Just communicate with this person and say, look, if you love me, you are going to support me. Even if it isn't something that you understand or totally get, that's okay. But this is something that I love. This is something that lights me up. This is something that gets me jacked. This is something that I love to do. So I would appreciate it if you could show me a little bit of support, right? Plain and simple, if they love you, if that person really loves you, they're going to support you regardless of if they get it or not, right? Not everybody's going to get it, and that's okay. They don't have to, but communicate, okay? If communication does not work and this person is still coming at you negative, still coming at you with their soggy ass vibes, limit your time with that person, okay? And some of you are like, oh, I can't limit time with Aunt Sally. She'll get real upset. Guys, how important is your energy? How important is your life, your business? Because it doesn't just seep into your business, guys. This negativity seeps into every single thing in your life, okay? Someone comes at you with their soggy ass vibes and you take that on, you're bringing that home to your family. You're bringing that home to your kids. You're bringing that home to your spouse. You're bringing that into your business. You're bringing that into your team. Guys, it is not just about you. You need to protect your energy because, again, you're a CEO. You are here to impact the many. If you are here to impact the many, drop impact in the comments. It's not about just you. Your energy matters. Your energy is the most important thing that you need to protect. And if someone is sucking the life out of you and sucking, just pouring negativity onto you, you need to limit your time with that person. I'm not saying stop loving them. That's not what I'm saying at all. You can love people from afar, but you don't have to spend all this time with them if all they're doing is sucking your energy dry. They're energy vampires, okay? Period. Plain and simple. I am loving all the impact I'm seeing right here. You attract what you feel. Absolutely. Absolutely. So your energy, you need to protect that. And here's the thing too. You are worthy of protecting that. Period. You don't have to set yourself on fire to keep somebody else warm. Do you understand that? Your energy is important. Your energy matters, and you matter. It's okay to limit time with people that are toxic. It is okay to limit time with people that have nothing to do but speak fear into your plans. It's okay to limit time with those people. And if limiting the time does not work, if they're still getting, and if it gets nasty, if they're getting hateful, if they're like unnecessarily, right? Guys, the block button online, that's what it's there for. You don't got to stay friends with these people. You can block them online and you can block them in real life too. Believe that. You can block them in real life too. You can cut those people out if they have nothing but negative, nasty, just awful, hateful things. You don't need people like that in your life anyways. And it can be about business, but it could be really about anything, guys. I'm talking about it with business because that's what I talk about. It's what I love is business. But it doesn't have to be business, okay? Cut these people out. Your energy matters. You are worthy of people who are going to speak love into you and life into you and encourage you and motivate you. That's what you deserve. You don't deserve negative people that don't understand what you're doing and are just going to dump all over you and dump all over your dreams. Guys, you are worthy of so much more than that. And you deserve so much more than that. You need to understand that you deserve so much more than that. When I first jumped into this industry, guys, I was a teacher. I was making $32,000 a year straight up, okay? That's just real life. I was making $32,000 a year as a full-time teacher. And there were other people that were making the same money as me. And when I jumped into this industry, you better believe they were all over it. You're never going to make money that way. Nobody makes money that way. This isn't a job. Making money online isn't real. And then whenever I started telling people my goal, my vision was to be able to work full-time from home, to be able to bring five figures home a month, six figures home a month, then you better believe they were coming out of the woodwork. That doesn't happen. People like, that's not a thing. These things are scams. No one makes money from this. But I'll be damned. I'll be damned if I let somebody with that has a $32,000 salary tell me that I can't get more than $32,000, guys. Don't let other people's limits limit you. And I'm dumping on a $32,000 salary, guys. Not at all. That's what I made as a full-time teacher. There ain't nothing wrong with that. But if you want more than that, if you want six figures, if you want seven figures, if you want more than that for your family, do not let somebody who is where you are tell you what you can and cannot do. Their limits do not limit you. You need to understand that your potential is limitless. Your potential is limitless. If you are feeling this, drop some flames in the comments. Do not let people who are where you are right now, the place where you are trying to get out of, tell you that you can't do it. Because you can. You can. If I had sat there and listened to my coworkers, my peers tell me that it can't be done, that this is a waste of my time, that this is a waste of my energy, if I had listened to that and said, yeah, you know what? You're right. I would still be stuck in that place because there was no raises where I was. That was it. There was no time freedom where I was. I would still be trapped inside of my 9-to-5 job away from my kids, which is not what I wanted. I wanted time freedom. I wanted financial freedom. That was what I wanted. If I had listened to the people who were exactly where I was already stuck, then I would still be there. But what did I do? I started listening to the people who had exactly what I wanted. I started listening to the people who had the time freedom. I started listening to the people who had the financial freedom. I started listening to the people who were making six figures a year, seven figures a year. And I started doing what they were doing. And now here I am. 4 years later, I am a six-figure earner. I am working full-time from home. I do have my time freedom. I have exactly what I said that I wanted, and I haven't even scratched the surface yet. I haven't even scratched the surface because there is so much more for me, and there is so much more for you. Know that. If you've heard nothing else in this live, hear this. Your potential is limitless. Other people cannot tell you what you can or cannot do. You can do whatever the hell you want to do. You just have to believe that you can do it. Do you understand what I'm saying? So quit listening to negative people. Quit listening to the negative BS. Quit taking on their soggy ass vibes, okay? Explain to them that you love what you're doing, and if they love you, they will support you. And if they can't love you enough to support something that you are interested in, that you love, limit your time with those people. And if it gets real ugly, You can block those people in real life just like you can online, and you better believe that you deserve to be surrounded by people who are going to speak life into you, who are going to love on you, who are going to motivate and encourage you. You deserve that. Please, please, please hear me when I say that's exactly what you deserve. Okay? Guys, I hope that this was helpful. If it was, drop some hearts in the comments and let me know. If you got somebody that needs to hear this, tag them in the comments. Share this out to whatever, you know, team pages, whatever it is that you got to do. But guys, I hope that this helped this morning, okay? Good. Ashley says, I needed this, babe. Thank you. You are so welcome. I figured somebody needed to hear it because it was a burning on my heart. So I was like, you know what? The spirit's hitting me. I got to jump on here and take some people to church. Can I get an amen? Guys, I love you. I hope you have a fantastic day. I'm going to hop off of here. If you want more trainings and such, linked right above this video is my free training group. Feel free to jump in and browse the guides, see all the things, all the stuff, and I add new stuff to it every single week. So guys, love you. Have a fantastic day. Bye-bye. Oh, damn, that was a good one. Thank you guys so much for listening. I absolutely appreciate it. I would love it if you subscribed and left me some feedback in a comment or a review. So, quick question. Do you want some free training to help you get super consistent and super intentional in your network marketing business? If you do, you need to check the show notes and connect with me in all the places. I'm talking Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Pinterest, all the hits, all the greats, because I give free training literally all the time, teaching you the things that have helped me become a top leader, a top recruiter, and I've helped my team do multiple 7 figures in sales, and I would love to share that information with you. You can also connect with me at thatsocialmarketingchick.com and check out the resources there too. Guys, I hope this was helpful for you. I'll talk at you later. Bye!